Hey everyone, this is Chili Chilton. I hope you're having an amazing day. I'm having an awesome day. It's a little bit warm outside. I'm sitting in my car. I'm driving Uber today, and so I'm in a little break in the action, and I thought I would do a podcast during my break here. And so I wanted to talk to you on the topic of title, or the titles that we have. You know, as we grow in whatever area of our life, there is always there a title that you can earn. You know, as if you're in the medical profession, you can become a doctor, of course, and if you know, you can do that as well academically and become a get a master's degree or a doctorate. There's other titles, just like in business. There's managers and executives and all kinds of different titles that you may or may not attain in your life. But there are few people that always go by their titles. Maybe in the military, you know, you become a general and people call you a general or a captain or a major, corporal or whatever. And, you know, obviously you go to the doctor's office, you say Dr. So-and-so. And so many of us that have been in the ministry have become ordained or found our credentials through an affiliation with another denomination. It could be Methodist, Presbyterian, I should say, Assemblies of God, Foursquare. You know, there's all kinds of them. And then there's other kind of networks out there as well. And they might have classes that you have to take or certifications that you have to pass and tests that you have to do and interviews you have to accomplish and pass through and a set of beliefs that you have to agree on. And then you can receive your license to preach or your ordination and different quote unquote credentials. And so when you get that, are you now a reverend? Perhaps. Are you a pastor? Yeah, maybe. But it's really a piece of paper. And we get kind of worked up about our title. We like titles. You call me pastor. You show me respect. And so lately, I have said in a few posts and a few comments that I've made that said, since I'm not a pastor anymore, because I'm not, as I just mentioned, I'm driving Uber. I don't think I'll be driving Uber the rest of my life. But right now, I'm in between jobs. And for those that have known me my whole life, you said you would be like, no, you're not in between jobs. You're in between ministries or churches. And maybe that's true. But that's not the point here right now is that when I say I'm not a pastor, that offends some people. It offends some family. It offends people that know me. Or maybe they are trying to encourage me because they feel like I'm saying it in some form of a self-loathing type of way. Like, I'm so sad I'm no longer a pastor. But that's not me. I'm just stating the obvious. I do not hold the title of pastor right now. And some have rebuked me and said, you'll always be a pastor. You have a call of God on your life. Well, listen, a call of God doesn't mean I'm a pastor. I think we're all called. The Bible says many are called, few are chosen. And I think the reason that more aren't chosen is because we don't want to be chosen. We don't make ourselves choosable. But God calls us, and he doesn't necessarily call you because he wants to give you a church title, and he wants to give you a church office and some kind of role to play in a church. Maybe he just wants you to be nice. Maybe he just wants you to love your neighbors and serve your friends and live for him in your home and in your workplace and in your community. I want to do those things, and that's important to me as well. But the title really has never been that important to me. I don't think I have ever corrected somebody for not calling me pastor. And I've been in the presence of people that have corrected people for not calling me pastor. I remember as a youth pastor, and I had some very large youth ministries of 500 to 1,000 kids. And I never got up in front of them and said, I'm the pastor, because most kids don't even know what a pastor is. I said, I'm Chili. I'm your friend. I'm in this with you. You know, and if we're in a battle together, I'm not some general in a tent giving orders. I'm a captain out on the field. And so even over the years, some of my closest followers and friends called me captain because that title maybe made more sense because I was in it with them and we were fighting the same battles together. But when I say I'm not a pastor, I'm simply saying vocationally, I am not being paid right now to be a pastor. It's not a put down on the job of pastor, and it's not on the me running from it or denying that I've been a pastor. It's just simply stating it's not my title. And that's okay, people. We get so crazed about titles. In fact, in ministry, some of the most insecure people on the planet are pastors. You know, and I'm not trying to provoke a fight here. But seriously, I've walked into so many pastors' offices, and they've got like shrines built around their diploma and around their certificate of ordination and whatever they gave them at the organization's, you know, presentation of that ordination. And, you know, I know it means a lot, and I'm not trying to say it doesn't have meaning. But, you know, you can also get an ordination by spending 5 minutes on the internet. So it's important that we don't get in over our heads on our piece of paper. And we can think that our denomination or our group that we got ours from is somehow, you know, more serious or more superior. But really, is that the kind of attitude Christ wants us to have? Does somebody need to walk into our office and be impressed with our credentials? Or do they need to walk into our office and be compelled by the compassion and by the empathy that they sense of someone who's like Jesus? Jesus, who, even though he was equal God, made himself a servant or even a slave so that he could save others. You know, that's what it says in Philippians. And we need to be like Jesus. You know, there wasn't times that Jesus was correcting the prostitute or the leper or the fisherman and saying, Messiah, please. You know, Son of God, please. Most High, please. Prince of Peace, please. Mighty God, please. Everlasting Father, please. Mighty Counselor, Great Physician. He didn't correct people by stating his title. He loved people. He touched people. He smiled at people. He laughed with people. He served people. You don't need a title to serve anyone. You just need Jesus. And you know, what does the world need? They need Jesus. And they need love. So the most important things we need to be professing and telling others is that Jesus loves you, and so do I. How can I serve you? Let me say it again. Jesus loves you. So do I. How can I serve you? You see, those are some titleless statements that open the door to somebody experiencing all of those or any of those titles I mentioned previously about Jesus. He's so much more than any label we could have ever given him. I think we label things because we're insecure, but Jesus is burning those away, I think. And this next generation doesn't care what we say we are. They care much more of who we are, how we love others. They care about character. Do we do what we say? Do we follow through? Let's not get hung up on titles, and please, don't feel like I'm being belittling or, Chili, you need to know that you will always be a pastor. That's cool. I spent time on the phone yesterday with this great guy that I was a pastor of 15, 20 years ago. And we just, it was like picking up from exactly where we left off. I love spending time with people that I've had the opportunity to be the friend or mentor or pastor. But I feel like even the person I'm talking about would have been really put off if I insisted that he showed me respect. No way. He challenged me in ways that I needed to be challenged. And I just tried to challenge him and love him and be an example for him. And I'm still trying to do that. Totally imperfect. So, oops. I got a Uber call I got to take here. So that's the end of my podcast. Don't get hung up on titles. Get hung up on Jesus and be about the kingdom. All right? Peace.